This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Make sure you follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews as well. Good Thursday morning to you as we are rolling right along this weekend. We are on the downhill now for this week. I know for some of y'all might have felt like a grind this week. I understand it. You had a short week last week coming off the 4th of July week, and then you get into a full week this week. So it can be a little bit of a grind. But guess what? You're almost through it. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters, all my late night, early morning Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early gym goers out there getting the good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to my people that's already on the way to work, already at work. My people that's already clocked in early. You know what it is. But we got a lot to get to today. I first have to start with the Atlanta Hawks because I've been thinking, is Trae Young and DeJounte Murray going to work? Can the backcourt of Trae Young and DeJounte win us a championship? Can those be our best two players on a championship team? Been thinking about that a lot lately because I know the Pascal Siakam trade rumors are out there, and I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but as of right now, it has not happened. And so we have to think about a scenario where we go into the season where Trae and DeJounte are our two best players, and we might not be adding a whole lot. So, we had Trae and DeJounte last year, right? We ended up 41-41. We come into this offseason. We trade John Collins, something that has been in the works for a while. And now we are, as Hawks fans, thinking, okay, we extended DeJounte, great. Finally traded John Collins, great, I guess. But what's next, right? Like, this, we surely can't go into the season with the roster we currently have, right? Well, I don't think the Hawks are done, but what if they are? What if they are done? What if there are no more really big, big moves to come? What's going to be the difference? What is going to boost the Hawks? What's going to be that thing that makes them a better team than a 41-41 team that we saw last year? Well, I think if the Hawks do stand pat and we do go into the season with Trey and DeJounte as our best players, I will have to say the one saving grace, the one thing that might actually make a difference that we talked about last year, but we haven't been talking about as much this year, I feel like, and I want to bring it back to light, is the fact that we are going to have a full offseason with Quinn Snyder at the helm, and we are going to have a full season of Quinn Snyder as the head coach of the Atlanta Hawks. And I do think that can make a big difference. Now, I believe another player will also make a big difference, obviously, but I don't want to undermine the fact of having a guy like Quinn Snyder as the head coach all season long. Having Quinn Snyder go through a whole offseason with Trae Young and DeJounte Murray. Because the relationship he has formed with Trae Young, we have spoken about. Trae Young's father has been on this radio station and talked about it. And Trae Young's dad, if you remember back on, a couple months ago when he was on with Dukes and Bell, said this is the best thing that has ever happened to his son, talking about Trae Young. That has to make you feel good, at least a little better, about if the Hawks do end up not making another move and do pretty much end up standing pat. And then I heard this yesterday. DeJounte Murray was at a summer league game with Quinn Snyder, and he talked about his relationship and how it has been forming and how it is coming along with Quinn Snyder.
We actually text every day. And that right there means a lot, not only to myself, but to him as well, I know, because we want to be great. You know, you don't just want to be great as an individual, and basketball is a team sport. So, you know, you can't just have 1, 2, 3 in line. You got to have everybody in line from, you know, the top to bottom, you know. So, you know, with Quinn, he's just passionate. You know, not only does he want to win, he wants to put everybody in situations to be successful as men, you know, and obviously basketball players. And even his coaching staff, you just go on and on. And, you know, I'm obviously, he's a Seattle guy. So it's only right we connect.
If you didn't know, DeJounte Murray, obviously from Seattle as well. He's a Seattle guy. So two Seattle guys just bonded in Atlanta over a basketball team. You love to see it. But I thought that sound was important because, again, I don't want to undermine the impact of having Quinn Snyder here for a full offseason. You see and just heard the relationship he's forming with DeJounte Murray. They text every day. That's important. And I want one of my best, right now my second best player on the team, to be talking to the head coach, forming that relationship, creating that bond with the head coach. So that's great. I love to hear that they're texting every day. And again, I just told you about how Trae Young's father, Ray Young, said bringing in Quinn Snyder was the best thing to ever happen to his son. Obviously, that relationship is good. And Trae has talked about himself, how much he really likes Quinn Snyder and how excited he is to work with him for a full season. So, again, I think the Hawks are going to make another move. What that move is going to be, obviously, I'm not sure. Maybe it's Pascal Siakam. Maybe it's something else that we haven't heard about yet. But I don't want to undermine the fact that just having Quinn Snyder as this team's head coach for a full offseason and a full season should make this team better and should hopefully at least get us a few extra wins than what we had last year. Because remember, Quinn Snyder, we say he came in halfway through the season. It was more than halfway through. It was about close to 70, 75% through the season. So I think that having Quinn in now for the whole season, being able to implement his offense, building those relationships with Trae Young and DeJounte Murray, that now will allow him to hopefully get more out of Trae Young. Because remember, we talked about last season after we got DeJounte, oh, Trey's going to be able to play more off ball. We heard Nate McMillan talking about Trae playing more off ball. We heard Trae Young's father talking about Trae knowing how to play more off ball and used to playing off ball because he played off ball all the time before he became a point guard later on in his basketball career while he was in high school and AAU and things like that. But once the season got here, we didn't see it. I didn't see it. You let me know if you saw it. I didn't really see it that much. But now, with Quinn Snyder, who, again, this is no disrespect to Nate McMillan whatsoever, but Quinn Snyder is a better offensive-minded head coach than Nate McMillan was. And again, no disrespect, just truth. He's a better offensive mind. So I think he can help Trae Young not only be able to play off ball more effectively, but just be able to get him in the mindset of wanting to play off ball more and wanting to be a more dominant off ball player and really improve his off ball skills. I think Quinn Snyder can do a better job of pulling that out of Trae, pulling that skill out of Trae and getting that on the court than maybe Nate McMillan was able to do. And we also have to think about, too, I know we don't want to hear it. I know we don't like this as a excuse, but sometimes two players trying to get chemistry takes longer than others. And maybe Trae and DeJounte, them trying to get their chemistry took longer than it should have. No, I don't know. And that could be also a thing, too, that Quinn Snyder brings that we just aren't talking about. He could help DeJounte and Trae coexist on the court better because, let's be honest, last year there were times where it just seems like they were taking turns. It was, okay, DeJounte, you're feeling it right now. You go ahead, take the ball. I'll kind of stand in the corner. And then there were times where it was vice versa. Trae Young was feeling it. DeJounte stand in the corner and let Trae Young work. And if these two players are going to be our best players, that cannot happen anymore. There has to be some off-ball movement from either Trae Young, DeJounte Murray too, because we know they're going to be able to do work when one is off the court. We're not worried about that. What's going to take this team over the top is them being able to work together and be a dangerous and dynamic duo together. That's what's going to get this team over 41 wins. And hopefully another player is on the way to help them do that too. But let's not forget that we are getting Quinn Snyder now for a full season. We're going to have him for a full offseason. And I think that will do and pay some dividends for the Atlanta Hawks. Again, I'm a Hawks fan as well. I would love for them to get Pascal Siakam. I would love for them to go out and get another really good to all-star caliber player. to add to this roster, and it seems like maybe they have been making the moves and messing with the money and the cap space to do so. And from the reports we've seen and heard, the rumors on the street, they've made offers to try and acquire Pascal Siakam, but the Toronto Raptors just aren't going for it. So we'll see what materializes with that, if anything. But we do have to start thinking about what if we are seeing basically the Hawks team we are going to see for the regular season and how this could look on the court and what could make a major impact to make this team better than they were last year, even though it's going to be close to the same team we had last year, obviously without John Collins, of course. So just something I've been thinking about. You can always tweet me your thoughts at _DylanMatthews. Do you think having Quinn Snyder alone and having him for a full season, a full offseason alone, makes the Hawks a few wins better? That's the question I'm posing to you. Again, you can tweet at me your thoughts at _DylanMatthews. All right, when we get back, you already know what time it is. We got to go around the A because, unfortunately, we got a couple of L's yesterday in the city of Atlanta, in the state of Georgia, that were big. We'll talk about it next, right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Back to your early morning sports fix.
Moments like this. Let's go, let's go.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning. Good Thursday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Hope your week has been going well, even if it's felt like a little bit of a grind to you this week. Well, my mouse just fell, if you heard that. I don't know why it just fell, but, you know, weird stuff is going on here in the Kia Studios. Not going to say it's possessed or anything, but I swear I didn't touch that mouse. I don't know what happened. Anywho, we got a lot going on here this morning. And got a lot going on this week. The Braves are back in action tomorrow. They'll start a weekend series against the Chicago White Sox as they will try to put on a second half that is going to be tough to match the first half. But if anybody can do it, this Braves team can do it. Coming into the second half, 16-29, first place in the NL East quite comfortably over the Marlins, the Phillies, and the Mets, of course. But they get their second half of the season underway tomorrow, and we are excited to watch the Braves play out the rest of their regular season and into the postseason, hopefully for a deep playoff run. But there were some people, some teams in action yesterday, and it didn't quite work out for them. Let's go around the A.
It's time for a look at our local sports scene. This is Around the A on the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews.
This is going to be a somber Around the A because a couple of big losses yesterday for City of Atlanta, State of Georgia. First, we got to start with Christopher Eubanks. Now, we should still be happy for Christopher Eubanks. He has nothing, absolutely nothing to be ashamed of. I want to make sure I make that clear because he had a great run in Wimbledon and ran up against some good competition. The third best player in the world he lost to yesterday in Daniil Medvedev. So he loses in five sets. He had him on the ropes, though. Eubanks had Medvedev on the ropes. Had him up 2-1. They got into a tiebreak, and he lost the tiebreak. So he had his chance there to win that third set. Couldn't quite get the job done. So Medvedev tied it up 2-2, and in that final set, you could tell Eubanks had just given all he got, didn't have a lot left, and Medvedev won that third set pretty easily. But look, he still holds the record for most winners in a single Wimbledon tournament. That's big. He got his first win against a top 10 player in the world. That's amazing. And that Georgia kid, that Georgia Tech alum, Former All-American for Georgia Tech, he represented this state well. He represented his country well. And we should all be proud of Christopher Eubanks. And hopefully he will be back in a major tournament sooner rather than later. I think he will. And that's really just one of the feel-good stories and a great story. Even though it came to an end earlier than we would have liked it to yesterday, still a great story, and we should all be very proud. And I'm sure we are all very proud of one Christopher Eubanks. So shout out to you, Christopher. Shout out to you, Mr. Eubanks, for holding it down for the city and holding it down for the state and representing the country well as well. So he loses in not straight sets. He loses in five sets, yesterday to, again, Daniil Medvedev. But that wasn't the only L the city and the state would take yesterday, as Atlanta United, they had a big opportunity against the New England Revolution last night, had a chance to jump up to as high as third in the Eastern Conference table yesterday. They would have beaten New England Revolution. They would have been third in the Eastern Conference table. They were only behind the Revolution by 2 points in the table. And then what do the Five Stripes go out and do? They go out and they give up 2 goals. Not one, but 2 goals in the first 9 minutes of the match. What? The first 9 minutes? I mean, you can turn the game off 10 minutes into the match, to be quite honest. And the other maddening part of it is that after those first bad 9 minutes of the match, Atlanta United really took control after that. Because at the end of the match, I got to pull it up, but they led in all the important categories at the end of the match. Possession, 54% to 47% in favor of Atlanta. Shots on goal, 24 to 16. Or excuse me, shots and shots on goal. Atlanta had 24 shots. New England only had 16. Shots on goal. Atlanta had 11. New England had 6. Now, let me go ahead and preface the rest of this statement with New England, after they got those two early goals and went up 2-0 early, they kind of backed the bus up and they weren't necessarily trying to go forward a whole lot. They were more so trying to defend and fend off Atlanta, New England was. So I will go ahead and preface that. It's not like they didn't have their full attack on once they went up 2-0. They kind of parked the bus a little bit. So I will say that. But still, 24 shots to 16 shots, 11 shots on goal to 6 shots on goal, both in favor of Atlanta United. Atlanta has 7 corner kicks to New England's 5. So you took control of the match after that. You did score a goal. Now, granted, you didn't score that goal until the match was basically over. You scored it in stoppage time, in the 3rd minute of stoppage time. So it's just frustrating because you felt like maybe the Five Stripes were starting to turn a corner. They had 2 clean sheets in a row. Obviously won 2 matches in a row. Both without Yorgos Yakimakis. And you just felt like, okay, there's some momentum building here. They got some things growing here. They're starting to roll. But nope. And look, New England's a good team. They're now up to 2nd in the Eastern Conference table. Atlanta United down to 6th in the table now after last night's loss. But you just thought that a turn was coming. And I told you yesterday that this could be one of those matches you look back to towards the end of the season, whether it's the postseason or regular season, be like, you know what? This really, if they would have won, like, you look at this like, oh, yeah. This changed the trajectory. Like, this is when we knew Atlanta United was for real, for real. And look, they can still go on a run, but now it's like if they kind of out of the first round or out of the regular season and maybe don't make the postseason, which I still wholeheartedly believe they make the postseason. I think top 8 get into the postseason or top 7 in the MLS. So they should still make the postseason. I believe they will make the postseason. But if they're out in the first or second round, you're like, man. You look back to that New England match, and you're like, that may have changed the tide. We thought there was some momentum going, and we went up to New England, went up to Gillette Stadium, and that 2-1 loss really took the wind out of their sails. But they still could turn it around. Again, they are missing their best goal scorer in Yorgos Giakoumakis. They are missing their best defender in Miles Robinson, who, my goodness, we are ready for Miles Robinson to come back. We had thought we figured something out with the three center back look, but obviously it wasn't working for the first 9 minutes of yesterday's match. So again, just frustrating. You think there's an opportunity there to really make some hay, do some damage, and you just kind of let an opportunity go by the wayside. So Atlanta United, 2-1 loss last night to the Revolution, and they fall to sixth in the MLS table. But they'll be back in action Saturday against Orlando, and we'll see if they can get off the snide and get back to their winning ways against their rival. That match is going to start at 7:30, but you know, we are the flagship station of Atlanta United, so you can catch the pregame, the Five Stripes Countdown, this Saturday, 7 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with Mike Conte and Jason Longshore, and then they'll have the call for you as well, like I said, shortly after 7:30. Lastly here, as we go around the A on the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios, we got to start talking about the Atlanta Dream more. 6 wins in a row for the Dream, and they are cooking right now. The Atlanta Dream, arguably, since the Braves haven't been playing, the Atlanta Dream have to be the hottest team in Atlanta right now. And I look, I know the WNBA isn't where the MLB or the NBA is, but it's getting there. I mean, look at what the Aces have been doing. The Aces are selling out crowds every night. And look, they have a fire team. Candace Parker, Asia Wilson, Kelsey Plum. I mean, they got a squad over there in New York to the Liberty with Sabrina and Brianna Stewart. Her name almost escaped me, but I got it back real quick before it left. But getting back to the point, the Atlanta Dream have been doing the dang thing. Got 3 All-Stars. Ryan Howard won as well. She was selected to be an All-Star because she's been hooping her heart out lately. They beat the Storm this past Wednesday for their 6th win in a row. And if you look at the standings, with that 6th win, they're up to 4th, but tied for 3rd in the Eastern Conference, 11-8. They're right there tied neck and neck with the Washington Mystics, Elena Deladon and the Mystics. And I wonder if they play the Mystics coming up anytime soon. Let's take a quick look, shall we? They're going out west, actually. About to start a Western Conference road swing. Tuesday, they'll be in Minnesota to take on the Lynx. Actually, I think they'll be Minnesota's coming to Atlanta. Then they're going to go to Connecticut, play the Sun. Then Connecticut's going to come to Atlanta, play the Sun. They'll take on the Mercury here and then go out to Liberty. And then a big matchup against who? The Washington Mystics. That's going to be July 30th. They take on the Mystics. And hopefully they can stay on this hot streak and maybe even by that time, because they got a handful of games before then, catch up to the Mystics and be even ahead of them in the standings at this point and kind of keep them at bay. So we'll see. But I had to come on here and give some love to the Atlanta Dream because they've showed some love to our station. They're bringing us some signed basketballs, T-shirts, cool gifts. So we got to show the Dream some love. I mean, even if they weren't bringing us stuff, we need to show them love regardless, especially because they are on a 6-game winning streak, for crying out loud. If that don't get you love, then I don't know what will. So hopefully the Dream can keep up their hot streak. And again, their next game, they're taking on the Minnesota Lynx here in Atlanta in College Park. So go see the Dream. They'll be back in action on Tuesday because they are currently in their All-Star break as well. Again, the Dream having 3 All-Stars. I think the actual All-Star game might be tonight, as a matter of fact. I'll have to double check that, but I think it's tonight. All right. When we get back, Second half of the season starting for the Braves. Who's the toughest competition? Who is that team? And I'm talking just in the NL, by the way. Who's that team that the Braves need to just keep a little eye over their shoulder? You know, maybe take a quick peek and be like, okay, what they doing back there? What they got going on? Who is the toughest competition for the Braves in the National League? Who's going to be that one thorn in their side where it's like, all right, we got to do some dirty work, throw the gloves on, the overalls on, and go outside and do some work against this squad? I'll give you my thoughts next. Right here on the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Back to your early morning sports fix.
Levis liked it.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning. I hope you are doing well this morning. Hope your day's getting started off right. I appreciate you tuning in. Shout out to all my truck drivers, overnighters, third shifters, all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing. Shout out to my people already clocked into work, already putting in that work, or that are already on the way to work. And guess what? Shout out to you if you're just listening to bed right now as well. Ain't no shame in that. But I want to talk about the Atlanta Braves, because they start the second half of the season tomorrow. Obviously, right now, the best team in baseball, without a doubt. No question about it. No debates. However, even the best team in baseball has some competition. But who is that competition for the Atlanta Braves? Who is that team in the National League? I just want to stick with the National League right now. Who is that team in the National League that is going to give the Atlanta Braves the most fit? Who is going to be that team where the Braves would be like, that's fine, we'll play them. We're going to beat them, but, like, you know, we got to really put our gloves on, put the overalls on, and go to work on them, for real, for real. Who is that team? Let me know. I think, sticking to just the National League, still has to be the Los Angeles Dodgers. I know the Marlins are a good story. I don't think they're going to start the way or finish the way they started. They have a pretty tough second half of the schedule. Cincinnati, they're doing some good work out there in Cincy. They're exciting, but this is still a young team that's going to have to learn how to win, and learn how to win in the dog days of August, and learn how to win big time games in September as well. Not to say that they can't do it, but there's a little more experience in that Milwaukee team, and they should still make a wild card. But the wild card is very much crowded. Few teams with 49 wins in the NL. But I think it still has to be the Dodgers. I mean, you look at their lineup, they had three All-Star starters, just like the Braves did, had three All-Star starters. We had the most, you know, starters, or people in the All-Star game, you feel me, with eight, because we're the big dogs. But they did have three All-Star starters. Obviously, Freddie, Mookie, J.D. Martinez as the DH. They're pitching. You know, it's not comparable, I don't think, that much to the Braves, but it's been good enough to give them a 51-38 record, but the Diamondbacks are right there with them too. Really, it's a lot more open than it has been in past years when we talk about who is going to be that second-best team in the NL, because, I mean, again, even though the Marlins do have a tough second half, they are right there. And then right now they do have the second-best record in the National League. The Diamondbacks, as we talked about, right there, neck and neck, literally neck and neck with the Dodgers. They're only 2 percentage points in winning percentage behind the Dodgers for first place in the NL West. And since he's right there with 50 wins as well, and you know they're going to try to keep their momentum going. But I still think the Braves and the Dodgers are creme de la creme, cream of the crop, two best in the National League right now. And I think that's what it's ultimately going to come down to. I think the Dodgers maybe kick it into another gear in the second half of the season. And they do have a little bit of a gauntlet to start the second half of the season off, though. I will say that. Listen to this second part of the schedule. They do play the Mets. So, look, the Mets have been playing better, but the Dodgers, obviously a better team right now. But, look, the Mets might come out swinging in the second to start the second half of the season. We'll see. But after that, they have the Orioles, a 3-game set with the Orioles. They're 54-35. Then a 3-game set with the Rangers, 52-39. And then 3-game set with the Blue Jays, 50-41. 3-game set with the Reds, who are also 50-41. So in your first, what, four out of your first five? Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, 4 out of your first 5 series, you're playing teams with 50 or more wins. Tough, 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 tough. So they get their second half started, and it's going to be a little bit of a gauntlet for them. But, hey, look, they're a good team, and I think they are going to be the biggest threat to what the Braves could possibly do. And they could, they're probably the biggest team that would be standing in the way of the Braves. Now, I ain't scared of the Dodgers. I ain't scared of any of these teams out here. We done beat all the best teams. Well, wait, 34-13 or 34-14 or something like that, 36-14 against teams over 500, and 13-5 or something like that against division leaders. So I ain't scared of none of these teams. Let's go ahead and get that straight right now. No, none of these teams scare me, and none of these teams scare the Atlanta Braves. But if we're talking about who could get in the way and who could be that team that could stand in the way of the Braves' ultimate goal, getting to the World Series and then winning the World Series, I think that's ultimately the Los Angeles Dodgers. But you can let me know what you think at @_DylanMatthews. Let me know your thoughts. Braves, by the way, if you're wondering, weekend series against the Chicago White Sox. That's going to be here in the friendly confines of Truist Park. Getting underway Friday. They'll be on Big Fox on Saturday, by the way. So all you non-streamers out there and people who don't have Bally can watch the Bravos. Then they got pretty tough go of it after that. They got the Diamondbacks. Again, we just talked about them. Surprise this year, but playing well. First half of the season at 52-39. Then they got the Brewers after that, who were in the playoff hunt at 49-42. We'll reunite with Wild Bill, William Contreras. Then you got the Red Sox after that, who are nothing to seize at 48-43. Then the Brewers again. Then the Los Angeles Angels will be here in Atlanta during the trade deadline. And just as a quick note, people have been speculating, of course, that, you know, could the Braves trade for Shohei Ohtani? The Angels, though, aren't going to trade Shohei. That GM can't do that. You can't be known as the guy that traded Shohei Ohtani. You can't be the guy that's known as trading the most versatile player in baseball, the best two-way player in baseball. You can't be that guy. Even if he leaves in free agency, I understand you want to get something back, but it's going to be hard to justify. I mean, you would get an absolute haul back for Shohei, but he's not going to do it. They're not going to trade Shohei, and they're in playoff contention. Mike Trout is hurt, and he's going to be out for a few weeks more, but they're not going to trade Shohei, point blank period. But it has been, you know, funny seeing Braves sort of be like, you know, when Shohei's here, just go ahead and walk him. It'll be easy. You can trade him to the Braves and just walk them to the other side of the dugout. So that has been funny. But the Braves taking on the White Sox starting this weekend. Then they got a little bit of a slight gauntlet going up against some good teams. But again, we ain't scared of nobody. We the big dogs. And they'll continue to hopefully prove they're the big dogs and the best team in Major League Baseball as the second half of the season continues. But let me know your thoughts. Who do you think is the biggest competition in the National League to the Atlanta Braves? You can tweet at me at underscore Dylan Matthews. Make sure you follow the radio station as well at 929 The Game. When we come back, we got to talk to the morning shift, see what they got up for a Thursday morning. Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, Rob Tribble doing a fine job filling in for Tiffany Blackman. We'll talk to them and hand things off to them. Sign off on a Thursday and get the morning shift rolling right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. And use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.